24-yard line. Stopped by Wyatt Bradley. On the bottom of that pile is number 21, Terrence Dubes.
Yeah, that snap fluttered high up in the air. Dustin Cady was so high. Dustin Cady didn't have to grab it. Terrence Dubes was cutting in front of him anyways. Just grabbed the ball almost like a direct snap and runs it upfield for a short gain. So fourth and six coming up now for Lakers.
Fourth and six off the left hash, and the punt team is back out on the field. This feels like the Big Ten in 1928. Terrence Dubes, your punter, lets this one rip, and this one gets behind the wind, and this one's flying down the field, bounces inbounds to the 30-yard line and out, and this one's going to be marked down at the 29. A nice-looking punt from Terrence Dubes, and clears the area and gets just enough of that wind to carry it onto Sandusky's side of the field at the 29-yard line.
Sandusky there very, very comfortable with just letting that football go wherever it may lay as they were up preparing for a fake punt of some kind. So again, good job by the Lakers punting team to take advantage of that and get that ball booted onto the other side of their field, actually inside the 30 down to the 29.
Another four and out quick here for everyone as they just continue to pile up. Sandusky with the ball at their own 29-yard line with 6:41 left in the second. No score from Lakers. Coming out in the straight tee, working off the right hash, Lasecki under center, three men in the backfield. And it's going to be a handoff coming off of right guard, and number 55 is there to stop him for Lakers. That's Quentin Smith. Number 25, Brian Ross, the ball carrier. And he stopped right at the line of scrimmage, actually for a loss of a yard at the 28, if they're lucky. And it's going to be a loss of one, and brings up second and 11.
Well, I'm excited to see when Sandusky's going to break this offense open just a little bit, because right now their wing tee has been right into the teeth of this defensive line of Lakers. And when they don't do that, the quarterback spins his way around to the outside of the field, and neither play is going to beat Lakers anytime soon. Their defensive line is very solid, and their linebackers are very fast, not allowing any big gains for the Sandusky offense so far.
Coming out on a second and 11, wing tee to the right, and it's a handoff to the right, and bouncing off a few defenders, finally getting out to the 33-yard line is number 26, Chase Tucker. Stopped finally by Dustin Gady, the linebacker, out to the 32-yard line. And they're going to say a pickup of 3, maybe 4 yards, 3rd and 7.
Oh, and that was all earned by the running back, Chase Tucker, as he ran into a couple green linebackers there and bounced off of them and fought his way for 3 yards, but that was all he was going to get there.
I'd like to take you through all the possessions here in this game. Turnover downs, punt, 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 punt. Turnover downs, punt. Here we are, Sandusky with the ball. 3rd and 7. 5 minutes left here in the first half, no score. Weather having to do with a factor here, and now Sandusky breaks that free. They might have a first down, getting out to all the way to the 41-yard line, stopped by Brennan Wisner on a last-ditch effort, as I did not even see the ball carrier there.
Chase Tucker, Clark, number 26, carrier.
Thank you on that.
No problem. Very quick handoff again, right up the middle, and this time they got a little separation, and Chase Tucker hit the hole very quickly, got upfield and got into that secondary where Brennan Wisner resides, making a big hit, knocking him down. But not until we finally, Clark, have a first down.
That might be the first one of this second quarter. It's now 1st and 10 from the 41-yard line with 4:45 left before halftime. Sandusky left to right across your radio, just working about a yard inside the right hash. The field in between the hash marks starting to show some wear and tear here as we have a lot of jerseys with a lot of mud on it. It's going to be a handoff right through the middle. Nothing going there as Lakers stuffs him at the line of scrimmage. 83, Ian Snyder on the carry. Made sure that there was no gain on that play for number 26.
Yeah, it's
Chase Tucker again on that carry.
And again, this time Sandusky showing a little fake sweep pitch out to the outside. And again, right ahead, handoff right up the middle to Chase Tucker, going nowhere, running into that big defensive line again. This time Ian Snyder gets in on the tackles.
2nd and 10 now for Sandusky from their own 41-yard line, 3:55 before halftime. No score. Just inside of the right hash. Two men in the backfield, wing to the right. Lasecki's under center. And we have a whistle, and this was more than likely going to be a false start on Sandusky. and it is Disco Knight still here in Laker country. And it's going to be 5 yards marched off, so it's going to be second and 15 now from the 36-yard line, nearly the 35 for Sandusky.
Yeah, and in these conditions, Clark, the way the field is and how wet it is out there and windy, you're not going to see many pass plays, if any at all, tonight. So giving away 5 yards, knowing with the defense knowing that you're going to run the football, makes it very, very difficult to score any points at all.
Second and 15, Sandusky getting the call in from the sidelines, and number 3, Jacob Lasecki, running to the sideline to find that out. 3:22 left here in the second quarter. Second and 15, right up to the line of scrimmage. They have to, because there's less than 5 seconds left on the play clock. It's a handoff through around the right end, and they're still on his feet. Number 25 gets all the way to the 40-yard line. That's Brian Ross. Stopped by number 21, Terrence Dubes, the senior linebacker. Still not to the original line of scrimmage. It's going to be a gain of 3. Third and 12 now for Sandusky. 2:55 left.
Yeah, so far the same old song and dance, Clark. Another two backers in the backfield just deciding which one to hand it to and which one's going to be either the lead blocker or the decoy. And right now, the running back going up the middle is struggling to find anything against this defensive line of Lakers.
A defensive battle, to say the least, here, as Mother Nature is the 12th, 13th, and 14th player on either side of the ball tonight on defense.
I'm going to say the 13th, 14th players have been on defense tonight, yes. Clark. It looks like there's all sorts of defenders on the field for both teams.
As it's just a brutal night here, but it's still a beautiful day for football, and we have a timeout called by Sandusky on the WLAW Sports Network. It's Lakers 0, Sandusky 0, 2:14 before halftime.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all gun sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Find every size of rifle, pistol, and shotgun ammunition in stock at the best price anywhere. Check out Moultrie game feeders, trail cameras by Moultrie, Cuttyback, and more. Find a large selection of tree stands, binoculars, range finders, and knives. And Randy's now sells hunting and fishing licenses. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
Meanwhile, back in the ranch on WLAW Sports Network, Sandusky carries the ball on third down, and it's number 25, Ray DeVault, who's actually been the number 25 the entire night. We have two number 25s on the roster here for Sandusky. Ray DeVault, the junior running back, doing a majority of when you ever, Ray with a W, mind you. Anytime you've heard the number 25 and Ray DeVault. Now we have a Laker timeout with a minute 49 left. We'll stick with you on this one.
Yeah, Clark, what you've seen there, again, a design run to the left with a misdirection back to the right. They hit the misdirection, running back showing something different to Lakers. The play that was clearly designed by the Redskins coach during the timeout. Got a couple yards, but again, they needed 12. They're definitely not going to get that much. Fourth down coming up now for Lakers. They're going to get the football back with just under 2 minutes to go in the half.
Not much movement here on the night, as actually TV5 has had enough. They've left already. Minute 49 before halftime. It's still scoreless. Lakers 0 and Sandusky 0. Sandusky has accumulated 42 yards rushing the ball, whereas Lakers offense has 45 yards. So not much. 15 plays for Sandusky, 16 plays for Lakers. Pretty much dead even there, as is the scoreboard at 0-0. And we've had 5 punts on the night and 2 turnover downs on possessions.
Yeah, they all work out the same, Clark. No points for either team.
Lucky enough for us, we are in a heated booth tonight, which is much needed, as Sandusky brings out the punt team, as the line of scrimmage is at the 44.